actually got to be violent, or was it just...
Sometimes. Sometimes, and most of the time, the fight started from a guy who was a little bit slow on the draw, you know.
Yeah, he seemed frustrated.
And see, what happened, see, is it was sort of like a game. If I would make a statement like that, then you'd have to make one.
Oh, okay.
But if you can't come up with one right quick, then I come up with another one, and come up with two or three before you come out with one, you know, and then the guys...
Then I get mad at you.
Yeah,
When a new kid moved into the neighborhood, especially a younger one, did he have to go through some kind of initiation?
No, not in our neighborhood. I can't recall.
Did he have to hurt himself in any way?
No, because there were so few children on our block, in our two or three block area, so... That I can remember, so it was, that were very, little of that type of activity. Most of my childhood playing was not done in my immediate neighborhood. They were in the nearby areas with schoolmates and this type of thing. So if there wasn't that going on, it took place, you know, other than the time when I was involved.
Right, were you ever Boston?
Yeah.
Did you ever take part
in snipers?
Do I? Snipers?
No.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay, that's an example of this.
Yeah. But I guess we had something similar to a sniper. We call it looking for the lost lady.
Lost lady?
Yeah. Okay. But it was more of a learning experience than
than a joke.
I don't think we ever did anything like that. We had
looking for the lost lady.
Well, let's say when you're in Boy Scout camp, you learn certain skills like compass reading. Like a navigation by the stars, you know, reading the stars, financial location, this type of thing. And you learn how to measure paces and what have you, okay? And you learn Morse code, okay? So let's say that a lady is lost in the woods.
Okay.
And you're divided by troops or patrols, and you're competing, the first one trying to find the lady.
Now, someone,
no. Someone lays a trail, so to speak. They may say, okay, here's your first message. Go 312 degrees, 37 paces. Okay, then you had to read the compass. It's gone, so on, gone down to the, and then you come to a sign in the, they sign on the trail. Then you might find an arrow or something going that way. Then you take off that way until you find something. Then the next, come up on a note upon a stone, maybe in Morse code. Then the quicker you were at it, the turn to the right. Yeah. And this type.
When you were a kid, did you ever play any games that involved hiding?
Hide and seek.
Right.
Yeah.
Play sorting? That's when you have to, when you find a person who's hiding, you have to get in with them. You may have 20 kids all over this one person.
Sound like some games we played as teenagers, but.
Yeah, sort of the same idea, right?
Yeah, but you know, I don't think it was.
Did you ever play any games that involved being in a line and running or racing?
Being in a line and running and racing. Other than organized in school or something like that?
Yeah, I'm not talking about school games. Just stuff that you put together.
Organized, running, racing. Yeah, we had some, but...
Did you ever play tag?
Tag, yeah. But I wouldn't stand in a line and racing, was it?
Somebody described it as being like that.
Tag.
Everybody knew that.
And whoever you catch, you were it.
Right.
You know.
I guess these line of running games are just relay races.
Yeah, but I can't think of any game that a bunch of kids will come up with and stand in a straight line, you know, without some type of supervision.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, how about where they stand around in a circle? Would you ever do that?
Yeah, we play games. Little ring games. Some that I think we call, there were a lot of different ones. Little nursery rhyme thing, little Sally Walker system, all that jag. But other ones, younger, I'm thinking about